17. I'm joined by my new guests. We have old mates Hamish Waddell and Max White from the band Bunchy's Big Score. Kia ora, folks. How are we doing?
We're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're doing alright.
Yeah.
Doing alright? Yeah, doing alright.
Nice. You feeling, you got that post album release dopamine?
Clarity,
hit?
Yeah.
Clarity. Getting freaky out here.
Yeah, sorry. 10 seconds in.
10:15 in the morning.
Yeah, come on.
Now, Daniel Johnson, the name of your new album is Daniel Johnson. Happy birthday, Daniel Johnson. Don't be afraid. I got it right.
Yes, you got it right.
Finally got it right.
It's a mouthful.
It is. My problem, though, is he was born on the 22nd of January.
I know. I wanted to release it then.
So...
Come on, month late. But it's part of the...
We're going to take it off streaming and put it out next year.
Yeah.
On the right day. Yeah.
I was...
Because we didn't know. I think we looked... The Wikipedia article has since been updated with the correct information, so we thought we had the right day.
They tracked us.
Those bastards. Wikipedia over there.
Yeah, Wikipedia. Oh, my gosh. A complete unknown.
Yeah. Let's not get into Bob Dylan. Now, are you telling the listener to not be afraid, or to Don John?
I think, like, to anyone to not be afraid to, like, pursue
to
your...
To make lo-fi music,
yeah.
Lo-fi music.
Yeah. to pursue your, like, artistic passion with whatever resources you have available to you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to have, like, a Patreon or, like, a record label or whatever. Just, like, do something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just do something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, kind of how the album was made, I guess. But, I mean, I was pretty lucky because, like, Hamish knew how to do... Like putting it together on the computer. So
nice.
Yeah.
On the Gizmo machine.
Yeah.
So yeah, who is doing most of the recording here on here? Is it you, Hamish?
Yeah. So Max came to me in like July of 2023 and had songs, and I was like, these are cool. And he said, I want to make an album, and like I was like, yes, I know how to do that, and let's do it. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, we did it.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, you saying Max came to me reminds me of one of the members of the band Hot Sauce Club, whose name is Max Kame.
Big
shout out to Max Kame. Oh, what a great name.
Big shout out.
That's awesome.
That's so funny. Now, the first time I had you on, we talked about the illustrator who does all the art for y'all's tunes. And I've just got a clip of that for us for a second. So, Jerry! Can you load the clip? Cool, Jerry's got the clip, and we're going to play it for you right now.
Who does the illustrations?
So, do you know the app Fiverr?
Oh, yeah, Fiverr's mean. Yeah, yeah.
I met this Ghanaian artist on Fiverr, and...
She did, all of the artwork for Bunchy's Big Score.
Oh, sick.
Her name is Asweta. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, but, yeah.
So we've got an illustrator in the works here who's done a lot of cover art for your stuff.
Yes.
What do they think of your music?
I've got no idea.
No idea.
Maybe I should ask her. I should be do you actually like the music? But
have you listened to it? Either?
Have you listened to the music? Yeah, I will reach. So Asweta Gunda is her name, and she's on Instagram as well. And I'm sure she accepts commissions and stuff. So if you want to get some art in that style, or just whatever you might want, you could reach out to her.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll have her for as long as the project remains a thing?
Maybe. I like the idea of having illustrations that kind of resemble the children's book, but I don't know. I've been thinking about that a lot recently. So I think for at least as long as... Because we might have a cover to put out soon, so I think maybe we'll have one more illustration in that style at least, and then I'll
new era.
Yeah, new era, basically. Yep. So, I might decide to keep going, with that somewhat, or I might get someone else.
Something potentially more sleek, more minimal.
Yeah, something more minimalist. It's very...
With more angles.
Yeah.
More angular.
I was researching Where's Wally last night and looking at the Martin Hanfield illustrations, and I was like, I kind of like that, you know? But
that's cool.
Yeah, it's very... it's even more intense, though, than what we have on the art there, so I don't know what direction to go in yet.
I want to touch on... Oh, I don't even know what I was going to say, actually. Never mind.
No, no, touch on that, bro. Touch on that.
Touch on that. Let's all sit.
What was I going to say? God damn. I guess I was going to joke about you, if you had a haircut, could kind of look like Wes Wally.
Yeah, I've gotten that before. And I actually also had, like, the hat and the red striped shirt. And once I was, like, walking around North Dunedin, and then, like, these students were like, oh, you're, like, dressed up as Wes Wally, right? And I was like, no. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry.
No.
Yeah. No.
My goodness. I remember what I was going to say. You'll like to cycle through creative, sources. I mean, Kieran Dodd did film a couple of videos for y'all, and you got a different director. So you guys are about change.
Yeah, I think so. Because I think, like,
it's just fun to do stuff with people, you know.
Yeah, it is. You get different perspectives, like working with different people, I think.
Yeah. Will the next album have different band members?
Completely. It's more of an idea bunch as we screw. It's like Batman.
We're gonna change the name.
Yeah. So there's always a different Batman like comes in. You know,
it's entirely possible. Like, never say never,
folks. On this and the singles that you're released, you've kind of embraced Daniel Johnson's homemade lo-fi style.
Yes.
What is it about that style that really appeals to both of you?
Oh, it's easier to make.
Easier to make. Yeah. So just the affordability. And
yeah.
The
well, that's a joke, access? But it's also true. Like.
Yeah.
Like it is. That is part of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like way more accessible to make music like that and just get your ideas out there, you know. If you're approaching it with that attitude, mm-hmm. you know, like there's so much that you could decide that you needed that's just going to get in the way of doing whatever it is you want to do, mm-hmm. and it's all arbitrary because there's a perfect example of someone who just let nothing get in the way of their creative output, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like. Yeah, it's a good mindset to have.
Nice.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. And I want to touch on that a little bit more because I feel like the affordability from going a bit more lo-fi allows you to have a larger time and money budget to put more songs out. I mean, this is the first album. 10 songs are on here, and there's songs that go for about... There's like five or so, six that go for about 6 minutes.
Yeah, the longest
one.
Like,
there's some real long songs.
7 is the longest one, I think.
Yeah. So I think, was that also a factor here? That
yeah,
kind
like...
of allowed you to do more
yes,
stuff?
Yes, like freedom, you know what I mean? Because you're not constraining yourself.
As George Michael said, freedom.
Yeah, freedom. Freedom.
Yeah.
So George Michael was he was onto something there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's quite jammy. I think if there's like another album, maybe we will cut down a little bit.
We probably went a bit too far. What is that? There's George Lucas like reacts to the first screening of The Phantom Menace. He's like, oh, I think we went a little bit too far in a few places here. Like that's how we feel about it, you know. Like it's like, oh, we could have probably cut some of that shit, but
cut out the Jar Jar.
Yeah, cut some of that.
Pitchfork's gonna hate it, man. Fantano, but go easy on it.
Yeah, there's too much Jar Jar in this album. So love him or hate him, he's there.
Misa like the album.
Yeah, hopefully not quite as problematic as.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Hopefully not. What do you mean? He's
the entire movie is crazy. Yeah.
Oh my god, the Trade Federation.
Yeah.
On the nose.
And like watching it as a kid, and then like watching it later on, and being like, huh.
Yeah. Not, what are they trying to say with this?
Yeah. The subtext here.
Yeah.
I don't think he knew what he was trying to say with it, to be fair.
No, I think he just wanted to have some stereotypes in
yes,
there.
Yes, maybe. Because
sci-fi and fantasy are real bad for that.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You all go really crispy here on the production. I mean, like, on the song Nonfiction, part of it sounds like how deep-fried images look in the best way possible. Do you think that's the extent of, like, lo-fi-ness that you'll go?
Oh, yeah, that is, like, that is the most Jar Jar thing on the album. Like, we're like, holy, what have we created here? Like, when we made that, we were like, I don't even know if we can put this out. Like, what is this? Like, we were just like, we were just laughing so hard,
but we were
afraid of it, you know. It's like
because that drum, the drums are played with like gongs or
mallets, drums, and it's just everything's so distorted. And like the whole like Logic project is just clipping on every channel. It's so loud, and it's like, what is happening here? What have we created? What have we unleashed into the world? Like it was scary. It's like when we were making it, it's like scary volume, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
But we've been told that like people have said like, oh, you're the loudest band we've ever seen.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
I think it's fantastic.
It's something.
It's a badge of honor.
Yeah, it's a badge of honor. Yeah.
I love how on the opener here it starts to really build and build and build, and there's that really self-deprecating line about your friends being better than you, and then you just fucking hang loose with this beautiful extra explosion of drums, organ, and guitar. And there's a few build-ups like this on the album, and I want to know like how do these come about.
So
just like the
album was like kind of how we recorded it was Max would play the drums and I would play the guitar, mm-hmm. and so it just like you know, it sounds quite like we're jamming and reacting to each other, and that's kind of how it went, you know. Like, Max had an idea of, like, oh, there's the, I have all the lyrics in my head, and he played along and sort of sang them in his head mm-hmm. when we played, and it's like, okay, let's build, and we would just, like, you know, just keep going. Like, it was real, like, just reacting to each other, just two people, you know, just locking in, you know, and doing
locked
it, you know.
In.
So, yeah.
Sigma, like, grinds
it. Yeah, Sigma grinds it. We just locked in. Oh, I saw this, like, funny thing the other day on Instagram, and it was like, oh, did Incy Bitsy Spider, like, just, like, go home after he got knocked off the water spout? No, he climbed the spout again. Lock in. Yeah, so that's what we did. We just, like, got together and we just jammed it out. We really, like, it was quite exhilarating to play.
Oh, exhilarating. Sorry, I just love using that sound.
Yeah, it's great.
There's a bit of talk on here about the potential of having kids, in particular on 500 tapes. I mean, is that something that you guys think about consciously or, like, worry about? Because, I mean, you're in your early 20s, so you have to worry about it quite...
Yeah, what is that about?
I don't know.
What is that about, Max?
I actually, like, don't even know if I want kids, eh? Mm. But I think it was just... So at the time of writing the songs, I was, like, very emotional, I think, and, like, a lot of different things had happened. And mm-hmm. so it was just, like, maybe I was feeling quite existential and stuff and just, like, thinking about, like, expectations and, like, how the future could look and, like, learning to befriend unfamiliarity, basically. Mm, mm. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't necessarily, like, still align with, like, the person I was when I wrote the songs. Mm. I think, yeah.
When did you write the songs? Yesterday.
Yeah, no. Yeah, yesterday. Complete unknown! 2020, so late 2022. Ah! Early 2023.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so, cool. Like, a long time ago.
A lot can happen in yeah. 2 years.
2 years.
It's cool, though. It's cool that happens. Like, that's you, like, frozen in time at that point in your life.
That's why you have to put out music rather than just, like, letting it decompose on your computer.
I agree. Yeah. I totally agree. And I want to touch on one more thing. On this album, there's a very talented femme-sounding vocalist showing up here and there, and they really left quite an impression on me on the closing track,
yeah,
White
so
Noise.
Good. So good.
Who is this mystery character, and can we expect them to show up as the fourth band member?
That's, like, one of my... best friends. Her name is Darcy Monteith.
My best friend.
Yeah. So she lives in Wellington now, but we became friends down here, but she does, like, jazz music in Wellington. Mm-hmm. And she would, like, come down sometimes, and I was like, these are these songs, and I, like, wanted you to sing on them, so I'll send them to you, and she'll listen to them and be like, oh, yeah, cool. And then, like, I think one day she just came down and just, like, we just did that White Noise,
yeah, that was really fun to do because we, like, all kind of gathered around, like, she played, and then at the end there's, like, a group vocal that comes in, but so we all did it, like, we just set up a bunch of mics in the room and she played and we all sat behind her and waited, and then, like, at the end, like, we just had, like, a bunch of mates, like, a big group of us, like, all sing together into, like, the room sort of mics and stuff, and, like, it was, like, a cool, like, a really nice sort of experience to have, you know, making it, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to pursue a creative project with her if it would have happened eventually, but
you dropped some chops, man.
Yeah,
she's
yeah,
super
yeah.
Talented.
So good, right?
All
right. I think I will definitely get her to sing more songs and, like, for Bunchy's Big Score music.
Man. Yeah. And speaking of, I want to know, are you all doing some shows or a tour? Hawk tour,
maybe, but we do have a show on March 15th for the album planned. At
March 15th?
Yours, yeah, March 15th.
And you're playing a lot of other shows. I mean, you're playing tonight, right, at Port Charles Primary
Hall? Oh, yeah.
Hall. Yeah.
And playing, oh, yeah, and next Friday. Yeah.
We play
next Friday as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Lots of shows. So tonight at Port Chalmers Juno.
So get on your bikes, get on your skateboards, get out there.
Yeah.
Kids,
get your neurons, your flamingo scooters.
Yeah. Heelys. Yeah, it's a wee blast from the past. Anyway, yeah, and then Healy's, so for the Rip Ship show, Reef and I are doing an acoustic set now.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'll be an interesting rearrangement of some of the songs. Yeah, yeah, but the other two are just standard.
And then, yeah, we've got our album release show March 15th at yours, is it?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
So that'll be awesome.
Fan-bloody-tastic. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you both for coming on the program.
Thank you for having
us. It's always a pleasure having you all.
Yes.
Are there any final words you want to leave the people with?
I'd like to.
Did we do that last time? Last time we did that, eh?
Yeah. What about how does it feel?
Complete unknown.
Okay, we're gonna leave it there. Here's Bunchy's Big Score with White Noise. Thank you very much for coming on the program today.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. We do have another corridor coming up very shortly. We have Harvey Pink joining us very soon after the song. So here's White Noise from Bungie's Big Score. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked. Love you.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.